Welcome to the Green Screen of Death. My name is Adrian.
And my name is Bill.
So we're bringing you a special episode, our preview for Fantastic Fest 2017.
How many years, man?
Five. This is my fifth one.
Feels like more.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
2013 was my first.
I thought for sure they would be more than that.
Yeah.
This is my second year.
Yeah.
First year I went, I don't really think I did Fantastic Fest the way it's supposed to be done.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of treated it like a regular film festival.
Yeah.
Just there to see my movies.
Yeah.
I kind of want to redeem myself this year.
Cool.
I want to go kind of balls out.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens. It's going to be a weird year, but I hashtag refuse to lose, man.
Yeah, man.
We're freaking going to kill this thing.
We came a long way to get here, and the time is here, and this is something we've been looking forward to for freaking all year, man.
Yeah.
Like, we've been, like, doing our own countdown, right? We're like, dude, 3 months.
I know.
Dude, like, 2 months.
And if anybody has a problem at the festival, you know, all good for you. That's cool. But I'm here to have fun.
I'm here to have fun too, man. And it's all about the people. Like, when you think about Fantastic Fest, and you listen to those interviews I've done with people where I talk about what they love about the fest, first thing they always say is the people. And that's really what it's all about. It's like, yeah, the movies are awesome, but like hanging out with all the friends you've made along the way through Twitter or through sitting together in an awkward, uncomfortable genre film, stuff like that. That's actually how I met Alan Cerny. We watched, what was that movie where they shot the whole thing in Disney?
Oh,
Guerrilla style.
World of Tomorrow?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So we were sitting next to each other, and I introduced myself, and I was like, oh, hey, man, I've been reading your stuff for years, and we became buddies after that.
Cool.
So, yeah, man, if you get a chance to watch a movie with Alan Cerny, do it. I don't think there's a more enthusiastic person, and it's awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I legit know nobody.
Okay, yeah.
So that's cool. I don't really care, but...
they know you, though.
I know. My thing is that this year I want to meet some people.
Yeah.
Starting off with the Movie Bears.
Oh, yeah.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
I talk to them a lot on Twitter, so that's really cool.
Yeah.
Almost as important as the movies, probably, is meeting them. So that's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
So it's funny. Before the festival, I was sick.
Mm-hmm.
And on the ferry home from Vancouver, because I stayed in Vancouver for a couple of days, I made my Fantastic Fest schedule in 20 minutes.
Wow.
Probably the quickest schedule I've ever made in my life. It just went down on paper.
Yeah.
I was just like, holy crap, this is going really well. This shouldn't be working this well.
Yeah.
But it worked really well.
Cool, man.
I'm seeing 44 films.
That's hardcore, man.
That's including press screenings in the morning.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 44 films.
Wicked.
And I'll be knocking off screeners, too, at night.
Nice.
In the morning, maybe, before I get up.
Yeah.
When I'm doing yoga in the morning.
Nice. That's right.
Yeah, I do yoga in the morning.
Right on.
Did you guys like shut up about that?
Yeah, cool, man. That's awesome. Yeah, and I'll probably end up seeing somewhere in the neighborhood of 30-32 movies.
Nice.
Which it's usually my average, so we'll see. I usually see about 4 a day, and some people might hear that and go, whoa, that's crazy. Like, Bill is like 6, 7, 8 a day. That's fucking crazy.
It frustrates me that there's like a lot of time between screenings. Because I look at that and I go, I could fit 2 more screenings in there.
Yeah, but then you get to hang out with people outside.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But how about 45 minutes between each show instead of an hour and 25 minutes?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just me being me.
Well, I think the big part of it too is they're setting up like red carpets every day for the first 4 days. So... but yeah, what are some of the standouts you have that you're looking forward to the most?
So we gotta be quite honest off the top. The film I was looking forward to the most got canceled.
Yeah, same here.
Which really sucks. The newly anointed TIFF People's Choice Award winner, which I might add has won the Oscar for the last 5 years for Best Picture.
Yeah,
3 Ebbings.
Three billboards.
Three
outside
boards.
Ebbing,
Missouri. Yeah, sorry. I keep on shortening it because it's such a long title.
Yeah, yeah.
It got canceled.
Yeah.
And they didn't really name a replacement.
Yeah.
And I was kind of sad. And I'm thinking to myself, well, that sucks, you know. It does suck, but at the same time, I started going over the schedule. This schedule is freaking loaded, dude.
Yeah.
Lots of really good stuff. Thing is, I'm going to a fest right after this, and there's a lot of overlap.
Okay.
But I thought to myself, Fantastic Fest is giving me a press pass.
Yeah.
VIF is not.
Yeah.
Because I never applied.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see him at Fantastic Fest.
Yeah, man. Yeah, for sure.
So I can talk about this shit with my friends.
Yeah.
We can have a top 10 list or five or whatever list we're going to do at the end. Yeah. And it can be complete.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So with that movie taken away, my most anticipated film is Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Yeah. Same here. Absolutely.
If you listen to our show, Yorgos Lanthimos is no stranger to our show.
Yeah.
We had him at the movie club a couple months ago.
He could like be our mascot.
Yeah, I think that film did wonders on Adrian.
Oh, dude.
And the trailer for this one looks like it's just nutty.
Yeah.
And I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's you never know what you're getting with that dude.
Yeah.
You watch the Lobster trailer, and it's nothing like the movie.
Yeah.
So, and you liked the Lobster more than I did.
Yeah,
so,
I love the Lobster.
That's probably my most anticipated film.
Cool. We also have The Square.
Yeah, the Palme d'Or winner.
That's right, Palme d'Or. Yeah.
So, since Cannes, that film has been edited.
Oh, it has?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Austin said he didn't think the film was done.
Mm-hmm.
So he edited, I heard it's like 5 minutes out of the film.
Okay.
Which isn't a lot, but it's still enough.
Yeah.
I kind of wouldn't mind seeing the actual cut of the film that won the Palme d'Or.
Yeah.
But if he thinks it's a tighter film, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Force Majeure was his last film.
Yeah.
A film that went over really, really hard at Fantastic Fest.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that year, and I was saving it for the film fest after Fantastic Fest and didn't see Force Majeure at Fantastic Fest, but everybody was like losing their minds
over
Force Majeure.
Was one of them.
Rightfully so. It's a really damn good film.
That's great.
I think the other really big one is a film that just got added.
Okay.
The new Joseph Kahn film, Bodied.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
Which won the Midnight Madness Award at TIFF.
Yeah, that's cool.
Sort of like a rap battle movie.
Yeah.
Produced by Eminem.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's just beautiful looking because Joseph Kahn's an amazing shooter.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's super funny and lots of good stuff in it. Because, you know, if you've seen Detention, you know what you're getting with Joseph Kahn.
Yeah. He's going to go places he shouldn't.
Yeah.
You're going to be drawing outside the lines. You're going to be laughing at stuff that's probably racist or offensive. In this space, it's okay, though.
Yeah.
It's art.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm really going to be honest. I was kind of wrong about Killing a Sacred Deer. I'm going over my list here. I'm changing my mind. It's our show. I'm allowed to do this.
Yeah.
My most anticipated film of Fantastic Fest is a freaking short.
Yeah.
I've totally forgot about this for some reason.
Yeah, I was just about to mention it.
World of Tomorrow 2.
Yeah, man.
It's got a longer name, but I didn't write it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. When was the last time you had a 5-star short or a short that made your top 10 list?
Yeah, this.
Ever.
It never. Never happens.
So they're playing part 1 and 2.
That's going to be cool.
With what they call an extended Q&A with Don Hertzfeld.
Yeah.
I'm going to
be here.
I cannot wait.
Is this the world premiere?
Well, it played in a theater in LA for a week to qualify for Oscar.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
One show a day.
Yeah.
You had to pay full price.
Oh, right.
For a 20-minute short.
I remember, and Hertzfeld apologized for that.
It is kind of stupid.
It is.
Yeah. But
that'll be cool.
Whatever. Yeah. I'm kind of curious now how I'm going to get this on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Because he's already done the short Blu-ray.
That's right.
Yeah.
He'll come up with something.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Any picks?
Well, let me see. I'm a sucker for stop motion animation, so Junkhead I'm looking forward to.
Nice.
I saw the teaser, and I don't understand what's going on there.
It's Japan?
Yeah, that's right. But I saw stop motion, and I'm like, I'm freaking in, man. Give me that.
Cool.
Get that in my eyeballs. And I'm hearing good buzz about Brawl and Cell Block 99. It's from the guy who directed Bone Tomahawk, and I wasn't the biggest fan of that movie, but it's all good. They're also playing Wheelman here, and Frank Grillo and Joe Carnahan are going to be here. That's freaking awesome.
See, I'm not afraid to say I like Frank Grillo.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
He plays the parts always, he always plays the parts really well.
Oh yeah.
It's kind of weird how there's a bunch of Netflix films here that start playing on Netflix next week.
Yeah, there's three.
Yeah, yeah. Wheelman's end of October.
Yeah,
but there's like three films that legit start on Netflix next Friday.
Yeah, Gerald's Game, and is it 1922?
No. Yeah, it's 1922.
Is it? Okay. Gerald's Game.
Yeah, I'm just like, huh, okay, that's cool. I still yeah. I still like seeing these on the big screen.
Are we going to boo those Netflix movies?
No. No, Vince Vaughn will kick your ass.
Yeah, that's right. What do you think will be the secret screening? And tell me why it's not going to be Guillermo del Toro's movie.
The Shape of Water?
Yeah.
Because Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri was a Fox Searchlight film, and The Shape of Water is a Fox Searchlight film, so they're not going to be a hypocrite and book that.
Yeah.
Unless it's a del Toro thing.
Yeah.
Could be. They might have a certain thing with del Toro, but I don't think they're going to do that.
Yeah.
They wouldn't. Yeah, it's not going to work. Sorry, yeah. Friends.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's not Blade Runner because it opens next week.
Yeah.
That would be stupid.
You want to know what my crazy pick is?
What?
Death Wish. That's Eli Roth.
Yeah.
And it's produced by Carnahan, who's in town for Wheelman. That's my guess.
Who's the lead in Death Wish?
Bruce Willis. Oh, fuck off. Some of my buddies said they would walk out if it's Death Wish.
If you're right, I'm going to be really pissed.
For that reason, I hope it's Death Wish.
God
man.
Damn it. No, I hope it's not. I'm looking at my list here, and yeah, there's some other good stuff. I really don't like a lot of Takashi Miike films.
Same here.
Then I watched a trailer for Blade of the Immortal, and I'm like, that looks really cool.
Yeah.
It looks more like 13 Assassins than Gozu, or one of his other stupid films that everybody's always hated.
Yeah.
I hope it's a return to form. It's his 100th film.
Yeah.
And as I said before, he has at least 8 good ones, so maybe this is the 9th.
Yeah.
The Endless.
Yeah. Justin Benson and Aaron Moorhead.
Yeah. Did y'all like Spring?
Love Spring.
See, the year I went to Fantastic Fest is the year that Spring debuted.
Yeah.
And I didn't even have it on my schedule.
Oh, really?
And everybody I talked to was like, dude, why is Spring not on your schedule?
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? And like, because it's amazing.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what I dropped, but I was just blown away by it.
Cool.
It was my number 2 film of the festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I freaking loved it. Yeah. So this one is, I heard, a continuation of their first film.
Okay.
But I don't quite...
Some common thread there.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. Hopefully they have a little bit of a primer for people who don't really know that film.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Is Nicolas Cage going to be here for Mom and Dad?
I hope so. That'd be cool. I'm seeing that midnight screen.
So am I. Sure. Just because I think Cage might be there, and it'll probably be worth the price of admission.
Hell yeah, dude. I heard he goes to, like, a new level in this one, which I'm all for it, man.
Full Cage?
Full Cage.
Yeah. The Something Weird AGFA screening, the secret screening.
Yeah.
They're saying it's, like, a completely lost movie that's, like, a lost treasure. They say that every time they find one of these films.
That's true.
Because I like Dangerous Men, but holy crap, that's not a great film.
Yeah.
It's just a stupid film and people laugh at it.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I'm still going to go to it.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
It'll probably be in 35 and all that stuff.
No, they said they did a 2K
transfer
of it.
Okay.
So supposedly it's the only print in existence.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Whatever that means.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm doing a couple of weird ones too.
Mm-hmm.
The secret screening from Something Weird, and I'm doing the 100 Best Deaths.
Okay,
yeah,
I've never been to those.
It's subtitled "The Sweetest Taboo." It's like 90 minutes of baby killing.
What? What? Oh,
so
dude.
Think of the worst ways babies have died in movies.
Uh-huh.
They're going to combine it into one big giant splat fest.
Oh, man.
Sign me the fuck up.
Sick fuck.
I can't wait. That's going to be great.
Right on.
Yeah. I've also heard from some friends. There's a movie called Bad Genius.
Okay.
They say it's really fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... I think I have that on my schedule.
It's playing at the fest after that I'm going to.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it here.
Cool. Right on. Yeah, yeah, it's about kids who...
Who scam...
Cheat the system.
Scam... like exams.
SAT.
Yeah, like an SAT-like test.
Yeah.
By like taking it in one country that takes it...
Oh, Australia.
Takes it earlier than their country, then they're going to transfer the... Yeah, it's going to be nuts.
They text each other. Yeah.
I can't wait.
Looks cool.
I love movies like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like a heist movie.
Yeah.
Which I'm all about that, man. Another one that I'm making room in my schedule, Five Fingers for Marseille. I just saw the teaser, which I don't think has any subtitles, but the shots in there just look stunning.
It said African Western.
Oh, really?
And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm in.
Okay, yeah. Sign me up.
I like Western.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So that looks cool. I'm really excited about that. And make sure, friendly reminder to anybody making a schedule, Blew My Mind, which I believe plays on Wednesday, that's the only screening for Blew My Mind, and it looks really cool.
Yeah.
It's a contract thing, I guess. It happens at festivals.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that on the Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 44 films, man.
That's cool.
Closing film is Downsizing.
Yeah.
Alexander Payne.
Sign me up, man.
Yeah, I love Alexander Payne's film. Yeah. The trailer looks really good.
Yeah.
I don't quite know if they've got 90 minutes of material there, though.
Looks
kind of one note.
It does.
They get shrunk.
Yeah.
And everything over there is big.
Yeah. Regular sized bottle of water for us is massive for them.
Is that the movie?
Oh, I hope not.
Yeah. So I've heard some things. Supposedly you either really like it or you really hate it.
Oh, okay.
Coming out of Venice, where it debuted, where people were just like, some people just were like 5 stars, some people were like 1 star. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, the cool thing is, after we see Downsizing, we're going to the closing night party where we get to watch Itch.io play. And you haven't seen them perform yet, right?
I have seen lots of videos.
Yeah.
I love death metal.
Death metal marching band.
Yeah.
And it's unlike anything you've ever seen.
Is that not the coolest thing ever? A death metal marching band?
Yeah. And they walk around wherever they're playing. They all mix with the audience and they participate. And one guy came over and had like a staring contest with me. He won.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
When you saw him, wasn't the full band.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, wow.
No.
Okay.
This is the full band.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
That's 32 crazy. People.
Wow. Huh. That seemed like there were that many, though.
Yeah, supposedly this is the first time they played full band.
Wow. That'll be cool. So, yeah, man. They're so fun, though. Like, they do think... They spot the people who feel uncomfortable. You can tell they're visibly uncomfortable. And they fuck with them, and it's hilarious.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
That's almost worth the price right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
And we're... Also, just to get off movies for a second, by the time you're listening to this, we'll have La Barbecue all up in our faces, right?
Yeah.
So, big part of coming to Austin is we have to check out the local barbecue, and that's one that's been on our list for a long time, and we're checking it out for the first time.
Yeah, first time I was here, we did Franklin.
Yeah.
Which was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, check something else. I want to do Blacks, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's good. It's just down the street.
Yeah.
Maybe get some Whataburger. You know how it is.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, this is going to be the first of 4 podcasts?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that?
Yeah.
And they're going to be super guerrilla?
Oh, yeah.
Like, on the fly, let's record for 2 minutes kind of shit?
Yeah.
So it could get weird?
It could.
I could be inebriated?
Yeah.
Because I've been rather sober lately.
That's right.
And I think I've had 6 beer today.
Nice.
So...
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't understand dark beer
on
planes.
Not everybody's as manly as you, though, dude.
I was just like, so what's your darkest beer? They're like, pale ale? Like, what? Yeah.
It's an airline. Everybody drinks light beers.
Fantastic Fest. I know they've got, Shiner has a dark called, like, Black Plague.
Okay.
It's good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right on.
During the closing party, when I went 3 years ago, I think I had about 6 at the closing party.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Right on.
It was good. So yeah, if you see me, I might be inebriated.
I'd be a little tipsy.
Whatever. It's my vacation.
Bill had his first wine cooler, and he's falling all over the place.
I'm a sloppy drunk.
That's right.
No, I'm not actually.
Right on, dude. Well, anything else? I guess that's could be. Is that it for our preview?
I think so.
We
talked about some films, but you know, the thing they always say about Fantastic Fest is that your best film you always kind of stumble into.
Oh yeah,
by mistake when your scheduling gets fucked.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what my favorite discovery was: Lies of the Foxberry a couple of years ago. I was not going to go. My friends were like, "Well, what are you going to do?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure, I'll go," and had a blast.
my, you're going to remember this one because I know you saw it. My discovery from 3 years ago was Jackie and the Kingdom of Women.
Oh, that one rules.
A film I haven't heard of since.
Yeah, same here.
Which sucks because that film's awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, just an amazing satire. But yeah, I hope to find a discovery like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm pressed, so I'm supposed to be official, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah. And on that note, I also just wanted to send a big thanks to Fantastic Fest and Fonz PR for giving us press access. A lot of publications got turned away, and we're probably the smallest publication here at this festival, and we're very proud of that. So
we're going to put in the work.
Yeah, we're going to bust our asses, and we're going to have some fun. We're going to throw our recorder in your faces and interview you and talk to people and make connections. That's what it's all about, man.
Here's the one thing I will guarantee. Nobody will see more movies than me.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
They're either going to tie me or be below me.
Yeah.
Because I have a maximum slot list.
That's right.
You can't get it any bigger.
That's hardcore.
Yeah.
So if you need a movie recommendation, check with Bill for sure.
He's a little weird, though.
That's right. Yeah. I guess we can wrap it up.
Yeah, man.
People can find you on Twitter.
Yeah, at SoundJam69. Say hi.
Do you have Letterboxd?
I do, but I'm not telling anybody. No.
Okay, all right.
I have 4 followers.
Nice.
It's awesome.
Cool.
So it's some elite shit. Nice.
A lot of people are posting on Letterboxd this year. I'm on Twitter. I'm at @Adrian_Charlie. The show has a Twitter account. We're at @Green_Screen. You can also find me on Letterboxd. Just run a search, @Adrian_Charlie. I'll be logging all my stuff there. And looking forward to it. By the time this gets posted, we'll have seen a lot of our friends already, and can't wait to mix it up with all of you, and let's just have a blast, man.
Do you want to know how hardcore I am?
How's that?
I'm hoping there's a 3 o'clock movie at the South Lamar.
Oh.
So I can go and see one there. Nice. I want to see Beach Rats, but they had no show times up when I looked.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So.
You're crazy, man.
It could be 45 movies.
Nice.
Yeah, that's how hardcore I am.
You're crazy, man.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll talk with you next time.
Peace.